Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro announced today that he has introduced a bill that would establish a new Disaster Preparedness and Assistance Fund to provide funding for multiple state emergency response agencies. The money would pay for equipment, training, planning, and response for Cal EMA, Cal Fire, and the National Guard, as well as provide resources for local fire departments. The bill would also repeal the $150 state responsibility area fire fee that rural property owners have been paying. Instead, money for the Disaster Preparedness Fund and the SRAs would come from a surcharge on property insurance policies written in California, estimated at $48 per policy. And one other note from Assemblyman Chesbro's office. Chesbro will chair the Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture 40th Fisheries Forum on Thursday, April 25th in Sacramento. The annual event allows the public, fishery business owners, and lawmakers to gather to discuss fishery issues in California. Past forums have produced protections for local crab fishermen, salmon restoration projects, and fishery protection proposals. For more information about the forum, contact Chesbro's Eureka office. On Tuesday, the State Assembly passed a bill that will limit the use of controversial bond instruments by local school boards. Capital appreciation bonds have been used by districts in Humboldt County and required the districts to pay back millions of dollars for small loans. Assembly Bill 182 passed through the Assembly with a unanimous vote and will limit bond terms to 25 years instead of 40. 2 years ago, the College of the Redwoods disbanded the school's baseball team due to budgetary issues. On Tuesday, the school announced the baseball program will return to CR for the 2013-2014 season. The team will be coached by Bob Brown, who will begin his 14th season as the head of the program, and it was due to community involvement in school fundraising that brought baseball back to the campus. Those fundraising efforts will continue in an effort to improve the team's field, upgrade equipment, and cover other operating costs. The California Highway Patrol issued a statement on the impacts of distracted driving, particularly the use of cell phones to talk and text while behind the wheel. In 2011, CHP officers ticketed more than 160,000 drivers for violating the state's hands-free law, and law enforcement has turned its focus in April to combating distracted driving. The CHP cites a study from the National Safety Council, which estimates that some 28%, or more than 1.6 million, of all traffic collisions in the nation involve a distracted driver, and the signs of a driver not paying their full attention to the road are very similar to those of one who is driving under the influence. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last Sunday, officers from the Fort Bragg Police Department arrested a resident of McKinleyville for allegedly rendering another man unconscious. Officers determined that an assault victim in the Mendocino Coast District Hospital had been knocked unconscious during a fight. They discovered that the possible suspect, 29-year-old Jimmy Allen Gorman, who is currently on probation, was staying at a motel in the area. After a witness positively identified Gorman as the attacker, he was arrested on suspicion of assault and a weapons-related violation of his probation terms. Humboldt State University remembers freshman student Jessica Garcia at a memorial service scheduled for tonight in the Redwood Lounge on campus. Garcia, an 18-year-old first-year student from Reseda, collapsed after running the track at the Redwood Bowl with a friend on March 30th. Despite immediate first aid, Garcia could not be revived and was pronounced dead by Mad River Hospital doctors. The county coroner's office has determined that Garcia's death was due to natural causes, and for more information regarding the memorial ceremony, contact the university. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.